Yeah, welcome, folks. If you can feel it, then you're in the right spot. I'm Doug Hagman. Today is Thursday, May 15th, 2025. You're listening and watching the Hagman Report for today. In a few moments, I do suspect Steve Quayle will be joining me. At least that's the way it is all supposed to play out. In the meantime, I got to tell you, I listened, man, I guess I'm kind of like a nerd this way. I did listen to trial testimony in Massachusetts. Why? Because I'm really enthralled by the fracture, the break of our criminal justice system, of our courts, and so on. And I also listened to, speaking of breaking of courts, justice system, the legal system, not a justice system, but Steve Quayle just popped in. I'll bring him on momentarily. I just want to get this off my chest. So I listened to that trial testimony. And by the way, I went through Commonwealth of Massachusetts versus Karen Reed on a homicide, and involves a lot of police and a lot of corruption, tampering with evidence and so on. Why? Who cares, right? I mean, it's a local thing. Now, you know, that's the problem. Okay. We have to think locally, because the problems metastasize from a local level. And then to put the capstone on this, I listened to the arguments before SCOTUS on birthright citizenship. And I've got to tell you, I am not impressed. I'm impressed by the legal mind of the lawyer painting the picture about Article 3 courts and birthright citizenship and the 14th Amendment, etc. I'm not impressed with anybody except the three on the court. We are headed into a crash. I mean, a major crash. And Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com will be talking about that. But the justice system is broken. The big thing is the economy, which is unsustainable. And the Great Reset is going to reset everything. And it's not what you think it's going to be. It's going to be, you know, top down, bottom up, everything implodes. They better fix the economy. You've got swords rattling overseas. I'm sure Steve will address all of this, but just one moment. I do want to get this off my chest before I do, because I'm not going to stop when I do this. Before I do, folks, tomorrow, because of issues I've got, again, I'm going to be tomorrow and Monday. Actually, I need 2 days. I need Friday and I need Monday. So we're going to be dark on Friday. We're going to be dark on Monday. Sunday, however, you know, the supporters, we're going to have a great time together. Okay. So Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, those people who support this platform, I'm so looking forward to our meeting on Sunday night. Okay. The final thing before I bring Steve on, and I so appreciate Steve, and I appreciate what he does. Make sure you bookmark stevequayle.com, gen6.com, and all of the associated websites. Support his works. Definitely well worth it. Okay. Just Steve, give me 90 seconds to 2 minutes here. Okay. All right. You know, this week was dedicated. The shows this week were dedicated, myself solo, talking about a number of issues. If you look at Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, there was a pattern there. And you know, I crafted this up the last weekend. Monday was okay in terms of the penetration, audio and video. Tuesday, okay. Last night's show rolled around, that program was throttled. And I can show you the numbers. I'm not going to show you the numbers, but I could just, I'm telling you right now. But that the reason I did that is to show, illustrate the content of the show, the programs illustrate, in my view, the penetration of the deep state in the U.S. And the Butler attempted assassination investigation, if you take a look at some of the people like Brennan and Comey. Now, I'm not saying Comey or I'm not saying Comey was part of any part of Butler, but I guarantee, based on our investigative findings, that Comey knew it to the extent that he knew of the attempt to take out President Trump. And then this classless mope getting a seven-figure book deal posts on Instagram, and you can see it right here, posts on Instagram this, because he's rubbing his toes, sticking his toes in the sand at the beach, you know, promoting his seven-figure book, or enjoying his seven-figure book deal, promoting his book. And he puts a threat to the president of the United States in the sand. Folks, you know what 86 means, right? And 47, you know what that means. It's a direct threat. On X, I did post something, and I mean this. James Comey is a classless mope who should be given the same treatment as Roger Stone got, and he should, Comey should be tossed in a cell previously occupied by a J6 political prisoner, and he should be kept there for the rest of his miserable friggin' life. And Kash Patel, okay, I responded to Kash Patel, because Kash Patel said, look, as director of the FBI, we are aware of the recent social media post by former FBI Director James Comey, directed at President Trump. We're in communication with the Secret Service, and it goes on, right? Because that's their venue. I get that. But I'll tell you what, J6 prisoners, political hostages, the Hostages of the Face Act, the prayer warriors at the Capitol, the prayer warriors at abortion centers, at the charnel houses, they didn't get this treatment. And I told Kash Patel, I said, look, gotta say, Kash and others, we need perp walks now. The American people have had a friggin' bellyful. Which brought me to this. Eric, please cue this up, and then we'll bring Steve on. Because this, I've got to say this. The system is irretrievably broken. The justice system is broken. Do you understand that? I hope everyone understands that. I play this because better said than me. And this reminded me. Okay, now you know why I threw a I only threw a television set at a judge during a court proceeding. Okay, that was what, 20 years ago. 20 years ago, the system was broken, but it could have been fixed. Go ahead, cue this up, and then we'll bring Steve on.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No. Because I'm going to get him. My client, the Honorable Henry T. Fleming, should go right to fucking jail. The son of a bitch is guilty. That man is guilty. That man there. That man is a slime. He is a slime. He's allowed to go free, then something really wrong is going on.
Mr. Kirkland, you are out of order.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order. They're out of order. That man, that sick, all right, crazy, depraved man, raped and beat that woman there, and he'd like to do it again. He told me so. It's just a show. It's a show. Come on. It's... Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. Hey, Frank, you want to make a deal? I got an insane.
judge who likes to beat the shit out of women. What do you want to give me, Frank? 3 weeks probation?
Damn it!
You son of a bitch, you! You're supposed to stand for something. You're supposed to protect people. But instead, you fucking murder them.
Shut him up!
You killed McCullough. You killed him. Hold it. Hold it. I just completed my opening statement.
Yeah, baby. This is what we need. And I'm going to end it right there because if I go on, I don't want to take away from Steve. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Thank you so much for indulging me. I appreciate that, Steve. It's so great to see you. You can talk me down right now because I've got smoke coming out of my ears. The system is broken. You've got pervs. You've got compromised people within the system sitting on benches. You've got child molesters. You've got judges that belong in prison. You've got prosecutors that belong in prison. You've got police departments across the country that are answering to the God of the demonic. It's unbelievable. You got people who will not prosecute child predators. And I could go on and on and on. And I'll tell you what, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to start dropping names. That's all I'm going to say. Steve, thanks for joining me. Go ahead. Take it.
Well, Doc, it's funny because I just posted the Comey article that you're talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, when you 86 someone, you're killing them. When number 47 is a president. But I am appalled. I think, by the way, the new FBI director and also Pam Bondi, they should have listened to General Flynn. He said, if you don't prosecute these people, you're in on it. And how can anybody be so freaking dumb that the president's advisors don't tell him exactly what he's doing? Or write it in the sand. And I want Doug, everyone to understand, every single person that was in the national security establishment and every single person that was in law enforcement on a federal, state, and even down to individual jurisdictions bore false witness. They lied their teeth off, which is a crime to everybody else. They perjured themselves, and some of them left the country for Dubai, which has no extradition.
If
we were all to have a forensic analysis of their finances, and believe me, they can track money. I don't care if they go through 100 different corporations, they can track it. Not one of those entities could stand. And so what we're living in, everyone, is a corrupt cornucopia of evil. There is no righteousness in this country. There is no moral high ground in this country. What you're watching is selective persecution, not just prosecution. You're watching the open call for the assassination of a sitting president. And by the way, I'm going to tell you something. And Doug, I've said this on your show before. The Secret Service is compromised. Compromise, compromise, compromise. Everybody who gets a PIN register, they're wearing it on the lapel. So whatever day, every place that Trump goes, every place that he basically believes is there's any operational security. Look, Trump is partly responsible himself for this because he doesn't even read his national security briefings. So I would say this. I would say, Tulsi Gabbard, you gotta warn the president. And it even goes beyond that, Doug. Bibi Netanyahu, obviously, the prime minister of Israel, literally said, any person or country who calls for a two-state solution to Israel and Gaza is an enemy of Israel, and they're to be terminated. That's another word for murdered. And the nations that back it up are fair game. I can tell you, everyone, you've got to understand this. And there's no more time, Doug. I know you know this too.
Yep.
There's no more time for sitting on the bleachers or absolutely withholding the voices. Ladies and gentlemen, millions of Americans died and millions more are going to die because of the bull manure lying devils on the mainstream press. Fox had better quit dancing around reality and take this issue on. If they don't, I'll assume they're compromised, which quite candidly, I believe they are. And Doug, the fury that you sense, and I believe this, it's not just howlings, it's righteous indignation. And if the foundations be destroyed and our Justice Department, let's call it what it is, our Star Chamber was about judges and police that took matters into their own hands and started wasting bad guys. It was a good movie. But the point is, we're watching this in real life. And if the silent majority doesn't get pissed,
I get it.
If the silent majority stays silent, they're going to go permanently into eternity. And that's no threat, because these are the same monsters. These are the same Luciferian orchestrated entities that if they're killing a sitting president, they'll do anything to anyone at any time. And we've got to quit being silent. And if you, how do I say this? If you don't resist, you'll cease to exist. So, Doug, that's my two cents on this. And again, last thing I'll say in this before, you know, we go into some different subject, if it's okay with you.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't resist, you'll cease to exist, because we become a tattletale, cowardly nation where people would betray life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for the BS political correctness. Political correctness was absolutely the nullification of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and equal justice under the law. There is no equal justice under the law. And ladies and gentlemen, Kash Patel promised a lot. Where is it? Pam Bondi? I have a lot of respect for her. But listen, the Epstein files, I got a segue into that, were set up by two of the most infamous intelligence agencies in the world. And it was to blackmail all the perverts in society. And I'm told two of the Supreme Court justices are sweating bullets over being named.
I've heard the same thing.
Yep. So, and again, if you wonder why are Trump's appointees voting him down every time, that's the reason. Because if they don't, they get whacked or their families get threatened. And look at some of the stalwart claimants to liberty. You know, look at what happens. They're compromised. And ladies and gentlemen, sooner or later, and I believe it'll be later, when the truth is known about the Epstein files, you're going to find pedophiles, you're going to find snuffers, and not sniffers, snuffers, well, maybe sniffers too, but snuffers are people that enjoy raping children and choking them to death. And, you know, that the whole, if you will, the whole lying Epstein situation, they never talked about all the heavy equipment that dug up all the bodies that were buried on a certain part of the island of all of the children that were destroyed. And, you know, Doug, we can call it like it is.
They cemented over. Okay, just so people look, there's a lot of misinformation out there, but what I can guarantee you is they cemented over parts of that island, cemented over. Now, just saying, what did they cement over? Okay, exactly what you're talking about. The remains. Well, to cover the the remains. I'm not going to get into it. But Steve, I'm glad you mentioned Epstein, because 14 terabytes. Think about that. of information, or I'm sorry, of videos, 14 terabytes of child pornography, minor, child and the use of minors, 14 terabytes. And that's in addition to whatever was taken from the New Mexico ranch, as well as the New York penthouse. I'm just saying, it's ridiculous, Steve. And you know what? Cash Patel testified. You saw this, I'm sure. When asked directly by Senator Kennedy, whether Cash Patel believed Epstein actually committed suicide, hung himself in prison, Cash said, yeah, basically that's what he believed. Now, he believed that he committed suicide in prison. Despite, and Steve, I got to tell you, I think there were two hangings or suicide by hanging that I did, investigations. And I've never, in either one of those cases, never saw a hyoid bone broken in three places. So, you know, my question to you, Steve, is, are we ever going to get justice, or are we going to have to clean things up on our own?
We'll never get justice. And unfortunately, if I could give any advice to the president, Trump, he's got to understand that and I want everyone to understand, I'm privy to the information, and by the grace of God, it was given to me by somebody in the know, that President Trump is already having to agree to a two-state solution in Israel and obviously in Gaza. That is the death sentence for a sitting president. And I don't know, Doug. I can't scream, okay? I literally can't scream. Ah! That's it. And the thing is that I'm losing too much hair to pull any out. But to sit back as people watching what the governments have done to the vets, I'm on record. I started talking about 20 years ago, got in hot water with the VA, telling them the plan was to kill all the vets because they were trained fighting men and women. Starve them into submission, but give the bastards, and that's a biblical term, fallen angel and their spawn, the money they want. Put them up in 4-star, 5-star hotels. Let them order gourmet meals and crap in the trash cans. That's real. And yet, there's no outrage. And, you know, I salute the president on wanting to make an area for veterans where they can get health care and everything. But ladies and gentlemen, what they're doing to the veterans are doing to the active military, too. And I want everyone, thank God Hegseth said we're through with dudes in dresses. I believe that because at the intentional destruction of America's defense industry by Obama, carried forth by Biden, Trump cannot complete the desire for a strong defense department. Look, Russia refines our uranium, or they did before the sanctimonious sanctions. And I believe that the sanctions on Russia and China were wrong. I believe the American people are going to see shortages, and they're not going to be able to eat. They're going to be on the streets. And I don't even want to tell what the food source of the day will be. Oh, I'm kidding. Well, yeah, 256 Walmarts, whether they'll close them all after exposing them all, are going to close by the end of May. That's 15 days from now. And we can give you all the data, everyone. We can quote or put up the links that are saying the heads of Walmart and Target and Home Depot and Costco met with the president and said, our shelves are going to be empty within 2 weeks if you don't lift the sanctions. And I want everyone to understand, all warfare is economic. They can claim it's more than that, but it's economic. Even the murder of Jesus was, the statement was, hey, it's better, I'll paraphrase it, it's better for the deal we got, which is the Pharisees and Sadducees pretending to be religious but ripping off the people, that one man die. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the abominations of the technocratic elite are absolutely hideous, hideous, hideous. They want you destroyed. And the next, quote, manufactured pandemic, bird flu, or Ebola pox, don't settle for the bull manure. You got to stand up, hold public meetings. There's got to be people out there that are articulate. And you can ask people, how many of you have someone who died or who's permanently disabled? My guess is you'll be surprised at the amount of hands raised. Go ahead, Doug.
Steve, you know, you were the first out. Going back to what you said earlier, you were the first out, and the 20, I don't know, at least on this platform, 2012 maybe, talking about neighbors spying up on neighbors, the context was different, reporting other neighbors who maybe were stockpiling food or whatever. You were the first one I ever heard say that. And a report came out from a study that was done about the lockdowns because of the COVID pandemic. Okay. And they reported this report, and I apologize, I don't recall who did this study, but the social construct that was displayed during that lockdown was, it just blew a lot of people's minds that were looking at this, the ease of which neighbor would report another neighbor having a family gathering but you remember that problems back then. You can't have more than six people in your house or whatever it was. That was really celebrated, according to this report, celebrated by the hierarchy within like the NIH and other agencies, as well as the crossover to our own intelligence community. And that was just here. It didn't go over into the, into Europe and other Western countries. So you nailed it. The context is different, but you nailed it. So if you don't think that we're going to be at war with our neighbors, literally, then, I mean, this is coming. And you can also see this, by the way, in the setup to a racial war that's coming this summer, barring anything that may mitigate the environmental circumstances for that. So I'm telling you, it's going to get really ugly. But you were the first one. Go ahead, sir.
Well, also now, I mean, look at it. The left and the cockroach Republicans, I call them zombie cons, not all of them, but the majority, stood by out of guilt of DEI. And by the way, I believe it should be D-I-E, die, when the founders of this country who had statues who were white men, and look, this is a racist statement, this is a realist statement, allowed them to be taken down. Now in the New York City, I don't know if it's still standing, but you've got a 12-foot overweight black woman. That overweight black woman and various statues are all over different cities. And ladies and gentlemen, they're now absolutely the left and those who want race war. No white people I know want race war. And the thing is they're saying, we built civilization. That is an effing no historical lie. And oh, by the way, it wasn't white people that brought in slavery. And we sit, Doug, I mean, you and I have a platform, we have an audience, but we've got to motivate people to understand your lives are at stake, your livelihoods are at stake, your jobs, your future, your finances, your savings, your mortgage, everything's at stake. Because The central bank digital currency is nothing more than, in my opinion, a writ of execution, control, and destruction. Remember those three words, because it's really important. Go ahead, Doug.
You said writ of execution, control, and destruction. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I agree. You've got... Well, right now, people are having difficulty with what President Trump is doing with respect to tariffs and trade and such. I'm not going to make any excuses for what he's doing, but I believe the reason he's doing what he's doing is because he can see that our economy is absolutely unsustainable. The interest on our debt service right now is really exceeds our military budget, and it's just going to grow and grow. So it's got to be mitigated or at least somehow offset. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's doing what he's doing. Again, I'm not saying it'll work. I'm not saying I 100% agree with him, although I kind of think that's why he's doing it. But do you think, is a crash inevitable? And
yes.
Would that lead definitely to a central bank digital currency and complete surveillance of pretty much everyone?
Yes. And remember, everyone, whether it's surveillance, whether it's financial manipulation, financial control, food control, and that's only getting worse, Doug. And by the way, the president's aware of it. Okay. I know people that have made him aware of it, and his attitude is basically, so what? Now, this is critical. In the denial of food, this will really affect immediately 37 million people who shop at Walmart daily. That's a lot of people. Fast food chains after fast food chains, they rely on a delivery chain. That's dying. I mean, truckers are letting me know. Trucking companies are going broke. Independent truckers are having basically their rigs, as they call them, and that's what they call them, you know, and I mean, I have no problem with that, but they're going broke. You kill the truckers, you kill the country. You kill the farmers, you kill the country. And ladies and gentlemen, the obnoxious, hellish geoengineering, and by the way, it was the first guy to bring that out. People say, well, you're just bragging. No, I'm putting it into historic perspective. Doug, decades ago, I brought that in. And thank you that Dame Wigington has taken it, but I started explaining chemtrails, and they didn't believe me. Oh, you're just a conspiracy nut. You know, people get more offended if I use the word crap, if I use the word bastard, which is biblical. They get more offended than the innocent blood of tens of millions, probably approaching 100 million innocent children that never get a chance of life. And even the Satanists and those who believe in blood sacrifice said, and I quoted it once, it was from the Sacrament of Abortion, you stupid Christians, you don't even understand what we're doing. And to this date, I have no respect for the apostate, what I call Ichabodians. An Ichabodorium means the glory of the Lord has departed. And 50,000 people, Doug, I want you to have your best life now, brother. It doesn't matter what the hell is going on, because, you know, this God wants you just to prosper. Oh, don't listen to all that negative stuff. That'll interrupt your peace. Listen, peace at any price is destruction. It's the Chamberlain factor, you know, of World War II. Yeah. And so, you know, here is the deal. You're riled up, I'm riled up. But how do we get what I call the zombie cons, the political piranhas on the Potomac of self-indulgence? Now, I want everyone to hear that. The political piranhas on the Potomac of self-indulgence. How do we get people that are basically pillaging, raping, pillaging, and plundering the country when the silent majority is being decimated, and I believe the food thing is what will bring and initiate the civil war. I mean, it's coming because, and you talk and I talk, we talk about our neighbors. I got to tell you something. If neighbors will think on you, they'll do it. They'll do whatever they can to get your stuff. Get your stuff to get a reward. If you turn in Brother Smith, you're going to get 1/10 of the spoils because they were so freaking lazy that they wouldn't even, you know, I stopped. They were so freaking lazy that they wouldn't even make an effort to concern themselves knowing everything's, oh, I got to go on my cruise, you know, well, yep. Fast boat to hell. And there's no fear of God in the land. And listen, when we at least acknowledge God, we were blessed. When we at least had the star-spangled banner, we were blessed. When we saw that entity, the abomination of damnation, not putting his hand over his chest or saying America's the greatest nation, we intend to change all that. I know, I would say this, I know some people that I used to kind of have respect for, I broke off all contact with them because they not only voted for Obama, but they showed their true colors. You know, I really honestly believe that it's the yellow flag of surrender, okay? Not the don't tread on me flag. So I only have so many years left, and you only have so many years left. Mm-hmm. And when we go, you know, I believe that what God has let us say to people, and I make no apologies for talking about God. I make no apologies for lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, because knowing what I know that I won't share, if I didn't have Jesus, I would absolutely flip out. And I'm not going to flip out. I probably will flip off, but I'm not going to flip out. You know, and I'm astonished at the people that listen to you and me. You've got the same emails. I try and just delete them. But when they say F you in the subject line, you can't delete it until, you know, you see that. And I wonder what these, I would call it trolls of humanity, dregs of humanity. That's too kind. But the trolls of humanity who've abandoned all care, concern for their fellow men, first of all, abandoning any accountability before the living God. And God has borne with this nation for 24 years. Now, here's something I stand against everybody who won't even interview me because, oh, you're the Jesus freak. God enabled me to be worthy of that title. The amount of research I've done on giants, the amount of research I've done on aliens and fallen angels, the amount of DVDs I've done, the amount of all this stuff. Listen, that was for a body of evidence to show people what's coming. And it doesn't do any good to tell them what's coming. It only does good to show them what's here. And it's not near, it's here. So ladies and gentlemen, who's that knocking on my door? Don't let them in, you know? Don't let them in. There's a song like that, you know, whatever it was. But the point is that I've never seen a greater expression of national cowardice. Look at all the political promises. In essence, they're going to kick ass and take names. The only ones who are going to have their asses kicked are the ones that said that, and now they're backing away. You know, I don't know when you become a politico, and I pray, I hope that they're not compromised. You don't go and eat at the finest restaurant in D.C., which, by the way, all the tables are monitored. I mean, seriously, they all have intelligence agencies. That's not a joke. And they go and eat, and they get served a can of Meow Mix, okay? And the battle cry, Meow Mix, cat food, you know, I'm sorry, but I'll call it what it is.
Steve, my filter is gone. They're pussies, okay? And that's just it.
But I was going to say pussycat plates, okay?
Okay.
Pussycat plates. If I had to explain one of the most maddening things, Doug, over all the years of being on podcasts, when email came in, I should have taken Tom Horn's advice to say, Steve, and yours advice too, just put a permanent delete, you know, delete, 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 delete. And now I've got filters, I got, you know, all these protections on my computer, but I get 50, no exaggeration, all of these different investment crypto, you know, what's the next thing Elon Musk is doing? Get in if you lost out at your last chance. 50 of those a day. And I mean, here's the thing. It's party hardy. It's like, forgive me, I'm searching for a word here. It's like eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we die. And here's the other thing. The ultimate sense of surrender, okay, is, well, what can I do about it?
Well, Steve, you know, I was thinking about that as well, about the cryptocurrency issue, and that came to me as well. You know, is there any way to stop something like this? And I thought, yeah, there is. And I'm doing the best I can do, and this is what I would recommend. And I'll explain briefly. What's the reason, I guess, that people, that patriots, that Americans, that people of otherwise reasonable sensibilities would sign on to cryptocurrency, would say, hey, man, this is a great idea? To me, it's because they believe, and this is my view, and tell me if I'm wrong, the majority of people who think it's a good idea that have reasonable sensibilities do so because, well, they can't track me. It's, you know, surveillance proof. Would you agree with that? Is that kind of the primary
basis? The primary sales pitch?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I don't know a lot about crypto. And by the way, I don't call it crypto. I call it kleptocurrency, okay? Kleptocurrency. How many times have you heard people getting their, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum stolen? If I wanted to buy, you know, Bitcoin in the United States, and I don't, or if I wanted to buy Ethereum in the United States, I would have to buy it through exchanges. I would have to go to Coinbase, or I'd have to go to Bittrex or whatever. I'm familiar with the names. Every single person who buys it, unless they buy it out of the country or they have anonymous shells, the money's tracked in real time. And now the IRS knows about it. So the idea of anonymity is basically, you know, that's chicken manure, okay? Because people are getting busted. And what happens when the literal beast shows up? I'm talking about the Antichrist, who takes the place of Jesus Christ, and the false prophet, and basically tries to convince you, well, you know, this isn't the tribulation, or the Christians that believe in the rapture, you know, this isn't the tribulation, because we'd be out of here by now. What happens when all of every transaction is tracked? And I got to tell you, it goes right to my statement. It'll be tracked, you'll be whacked, that's another word for murdered, and you'll be stacked as in mass graves. The problem is, Doug, is that, in my opinion, again, you know, this really makes people mad. Oh, I love it. Jellyfishians, okay? Jellyfishians are people claiming to be Christians, and they have no backbone. They can sit and slander you behind their backs, of course, slander you, slander me. They can, you know, say, oh, you guys are just trying to rile the masses. Well, that would be good if the masses were riled, but the masses are asses, and they're going to get whacked, okay? And at least Balaam's donkey tried to stop. That was a smart ass, by the way, tried to stop and did stop the prophet Balaam from coming to his own destruction, because there was an angel in front of the donkey ready to slay Balaam. So I think it's important that people stand up, man up. And, you know, again, Doug, I really appreciated your last statement. There is no time to pull punches. And I'll get more crap from Evangelifish. Evangelifish are, in my opinion, okay, Christians with no backbone, Christians who will never mention the name of Jesus because they want to get along with the world, white pastors claiming it's people like me that are ruining race relationships. No, it's people like you, you basically soggy, mucus piece of stale bread. I've never said that before. And again, Doug, people you and I both knew, still know them, but we have nothing to do with them. They'll be the ones that turn and burn you. Trust me on this. Because of your experience, and we've been together for, I think, longer than that. We got together, Doug, so people know, in 2001, okay?
Yeah.
That's 24 years ago, and that's a quarter of a century. I'm a half a century. And the thing is that all of the mocking and the scoffing and the ridicule and the scorn and the warnings and the evidence and the research to back up what we're talking about, it's set aside. Because, Doug, I got to tell you, brother, I just got to take a cruise. I got to get away from it. You can get away from it, but you still come back to it. I have a sister in the Lord, and she's got a sister that all she wants to do is cruise through life, literally going cruise after cruise after cruise. And my friend tries to talk to her sister, and her sister basically mocks, laughs at her, and doesn't want anything to hear about it. So I have a motto, you know, only in America is there no truth spoken. Everything's a lie. Look, I know this. You can't say one thing one minute and backtrack. China called the U.S. bluff. Ladies and gentlemen, they sank two container ships, 10,000 containers each, and they went to the bottom of the ocean. Half of the containers were meant for the commercial market, and the other half were meant for the Defense Department. You cannot build an effective weapon, bombs, missile warheads, without gunpowder. Or you can't build weapons of war without strategic metals or rare earths. You can't try and catch up with countries that are 20 years ahead. Even Iran, and they'll cover the truth up on Iran night and day, day and night. They have hypersonic missiles. North Korea has hypersonic missiles. And the abomination of damnation destroyed the weapons procurement budget for hypersonic missiles. We can't even get them to basically fly. And for the record, we've watched two Trident missiles out of submarines, British subs, go kaputsky, okay? It's kind of like goes like that into the water. The Russian president was telling the truth. There's no, and see, this is amazing to me. The same people that watched Saul Alinsky's 13th point, which is keep attacking a target, they don't get it, because it was our government, the national security apparatus, that kept attacking Russia, even though the Steele dossier was the equivalent of a British manufactured car that could never run right without being fixed all the time. And people bought it. But the reason they bought it is because so many people that should have spoken up were on the Chinese payroll. We did the same thing in the United States to Iraq. We bought off their generals. We bought everything. And by the way, you remember when Mark Milley, the former JCS head, Joint Chiefs of Staff, was caught calling under President Trump's first presidency, caught calling his Chinese counterparts and warning them that President Trump was going to initiate first strike. That's treason. What Clapper? I said this with James Clapper. Truth went in the crapper. Okay. And again, now we got Comey. And remember this, Peter Strzok, who got caught lying, he turned a certain bottle and it was a code for assassinate Trump. Now we have two people calling for the assassination of Trump. We know what happened to the former head of the FBI, who was a liar. We know this, ladies and gentlemen, that we're being set up for the kill. And unfortunately, it's like a James Bond movie's title, A View to the Kill, only it's A View to Our Kill. And so people that are telling the truth, that are, Doug, it's almost like, you know, the old statement, why speak when it only falls on deaf ears? And the passion that you just expressed on the show tonight, the fury that I'm expressing tonight, I'm not talking about the horse in a TV series, although I like that, you know, but the point being is now how, when the truth falls on deaf ears, I know people, I do. I know people that can make a difference financially, but they don't. I know a lot of people who are, quote, conservatives that would never, ever think of saying what we say. They got too much to lose. And so...
Steve, look, I didn't mean to interrupt, but...
No, it does. This is back and forth. Please, interrupt.
I just have to say this. The underwriting of people delivering the important messages is absent by those who have the funds to do so. That's fine. Now, what I find is the propelling the message, your message, the message that the platforms like this, the people who are really propelling that message are, I would put them far and above anyone who has the means. I mean, I just, to see the generosity of people like, you know, normal people like me who say, you know what, here, allow me to support the platform. Allow me to help get the message out. They are, I guess what I'm saying is, It's the godly people that the people who care, and it's not the people with money, but it's the people with heart. That's really what I wanted to say. But to your other point too, you mentioned General Milley. You know, a lot of people seemed surprised about what Milley did, but a lot of people don't recall. And I mentioned this because history, I think, is important to me. During Nixon's tenure, the Joint Chiefs of Staff were caught spying on President Nixon at the time. And the CIA infiltrators, the whole Richard Helms at the time, and so on and so forth. Folks, read about the more Radford affair, the Moore Radford affair. If you want to know what, how Milley did and why, you know, his motivation to a lesser extent in the template for the treason of Milley, go back to the Moore Radford affair under Nixon. I just wanted to throw that out there before I forgot. Go ahead, sir.
Well, again, Doug, here's the thing. To the skeptic and to the non-committed, they would never think, and listen, we have some generous people, both of us, but it's the people who have the, how do I say this? They're not the people that can underwrite your platform or underwrite, I mean, they can, but they won't. And, you know, I don't know what they do. And I don't. But here's the thing that, look, you and I both know, and I've told people publicly, and I'm not trying to grandstand, but I don't think I'll be coming on your show much longer after June. I'll tell you why. I'm going to only do my podcasts and broadcasts behind my paywall, which people say, oh, if you really were sincere, you give it free. The same people like that are the ones that have never, ever supported me. I doubt they support you. They always want something for nothing. And that's contrary to the attitude of King David. He said, I will never offer unto the Lord anything that doesn't cost me something. So it tells me, Doug, and it really does tell me, and it gravels me, that what we're telling people, even trying to fight for their life when they fight for their own, and you know this, I mean, I can speak for you, I know you very well, and you can speak for me, you know me very well. We can be outraged, and we are. We can speak our minds and our heart, and we do. But quite candidly, I got to tell you something. The amount of moral cowardice that I no longer respond to in my emails, actually, I'm blocking them. The people trying to tell me that they're good Christians and God will provide for them. I say, you know what? You should go to the ant, you sluggard, and consider its ways, her ways. They at least know how to store up for the hard times, and that's not cowardice or fear. What happens is people become lazy, and when I use asses, lazy, stubborn people that don't want to deal with what they know is coming because God will provide. Excuse me? God will provide? Joseph was raised up to keep Israel from starving, even though it was the sons of Jacob that sold their brother Joseph into slavery. And that's something that's a principle, Doug.
Yep.
Jealousy and envy will betray the neighbor next door. And I said, a nation that thinks sinks. And, you know, there are some voices in Congress, but there's so many that aren't speaking the truth. Again, I pray this the last time I say this, probably won't be, but the nation accepted a false narrative due to a combination of British and American intelligence agencies framing President Trump for a crime that wasn't committed, that every single person, I don't know of an exception. If somebody knows an exception, tell me. Maybe the whistleblowers in the FBI, the CIA, the DIA, up, down the, you can't name an agency of the spy agencies that didn't bear false witness. A nation that lies dies. There is no truth in this country anymore. Oh, there are truth in individuals' lies. There are truth in the preachers that are bold, speak the truth. But Doug, truth has fled away with a foundation of liberty. And liberty means nothing. Where's the outrage? I'm pissed off. Oh, don't use that word. Turn it off then. Turn this podcast off. You mean to tell me that the greatest people that were responsible for this country are now being denigrated and instead, you know, giant statues of 12-foot black women, by the way, they're overweight. And it's important that people understand this. Well, being politically correct, I'm going to say something. Being politically correct is being heavenly wrong, okay? Politics is not the driving force in the Christian's life. The Christian stand. I'm talking about true followers of Jesus. I said one time, I'm not going to use the word Christian. I'll use the true followers of Jesus who are bought by his blood, looking forward to his soon return, taking the word seriously of the Lord when he said, if you don't confess me before men, I won't confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. And to think that we have to deny Jesus. Listen, the people that took the vaccination shot, I heard them with my own ears, hearing aids in, that, well, I had to take it or I couldn't feed my family. I had to take it because I was sacrificing myself for them. And I really heard this. I had to trust God to take over. I said, you should have trusted God before you got the shot. And again, the scripture is very clear. Woe unto them that lean on the arm of flesh. Or how about discerning the Lord's body? We take communion. And it says, for this reason, many are sick and sleep. That means die. They fail to discern the Lord's body. I find the majority of my evangelical Christian friends, who, by the way, no longer applies in my life, I trust so few people. And you and I have talked about our circle of trust. But if we do not, how do I say this, speak up now, we will be forever silenced. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not those who claim, well, I know Jesus. I met him as a child. I said, with that attitude, you don't know him now. And I said, it's not what you say you know. Does Jesus know you? Because when he says, depart from me, ye who work lawlessness, I never knew you. So the fact that, well, I know Jesus, I mean, and I know people that I thought were Christians, but when you get right down to, oh, you can't judge. That word means sentence. Paul the Apostle.
We judge every day. Yeah, everyone judges every day.
But we don't sentence, okay?
Correct.
You know, there's wheat and the tares. I know, yeah. I've said to the Lord, I said, Lord, why don't you just give the wheat fireproof suits and turn me loose with a flamethrower, okay? I did. I'm not kidding when I said that. Obviously, he's dealing with my attitude. But we have to recognize we don't have a lot of time left as a nation. And here's, I didn't finish my statement. That's not unusual, but I will now. That this country cannot be brought back. It cannot be made great again. We have lost our foundation. The scripture is very clear. The Holy Bible is very clear. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The answer is absolutely nothing. You know, when the wicked rule, the righteous mourn. And listen, the president of the United States has got to say what he means and mean what he says. You can't backtrack on Friday what you said on Monday. And I'm telling everybody, those had better be aware that the Arabs are demanding for their $600 billion or more investment in the United States, even up to a trillion, that President Trump acknowledge openly his support for a two-state solution in between, obviously, Palestine and Israel. And if he doesn't do it, there goes the $400 million jet. By the way, it's got a really cool interior. And in my opinion, what does that put President Trump in relationship to Israel? Look, we gave Israel enough ordnance, you know, to, you know, literally bomb into oblivion Palestine, but what, he's in a quagmire, catch 22. Again, I'm going to say this one more time. If President Trump acknowledges a two-state solution in order to get the Arab nations to invest, their requirement is that he guarantees the nation of Palestine that he will even use American military against the Israelis, okay? Most people don't know that, and they won't believe it until they see it. So what do you do? I mean, seriously, he's in a tough spot because the amount of money that the United States gives to Israel for their defense and everything else, I don't think, when you know the report I'm talking about where Netanyahu said anybody who basically supports a two-state solution is fair game and fair target. Am I kidding? You know, I can have Eric put the article up.
Yeah, that was, he did say that multiple times, but especially he reiterated that most recently. And now that also, when you look at the political, international political landscape, go back to President Trump's first term, because remember, Steve, And think about what's going on this week with his trip abroad. Remember on October 1st, 2017, the Las Vegas shooting, the Route 91 festival shooting that took, I don't know, there's the largest mass shooting event in American history that we hear nothing about. Why did I bring that up now? Because it's slowly coming. I mean, we never hear anything about that. It's case closed. One nutbag with a bump stock, you know, did all of this. When you consider, Steve, that that was really the cover for an assassination attempt on bin Salman from Saudi Arabia, things begin, I think, to make a little bit more sense with respect to the President Trump's trip abroad, this most recent trip, and his relationship with the Middle Eastern countries. Because I do believe that at that time, President Trump, or at least those around him, played a role in protecting MBS in Vegas. Without getting into the weeds on this, but to me, there are some issues that impact, I believe, the talk of a two-state solution by Israel. Of course, Mossad knowing and perhaps being involved with that particular shooting. So it's really kind of a complex, I believe, setting that President Trump is dealing with right now. But the two-state solution stuff, what Netanyahu is saying, man, wow. Quite frankly, I just don't think that we as a country need to be negotiating in that realm. I don't know. Do you believe that? I mean, do you believe that we should be or should not
be? You know, I understand what the president wants to do. He needs external investment capital to fix the things that he sees wrong. But it's too little too late. Yes. Doug, I have a desire to be a private investigator. Guess what? I would be a really crummy one, as you are a really good one, because you keep copious notes and I try and keep copious thoughts. And obviously there's a limit to what my brain can function. But with your permission, I want to segue into something that's very important right now. And that's all of the things that are happening to get into the revelation of disclosure of the alien presence. And this is critical, okay? The political stuff is political. But the greatest seduction and the reduction of human beings is going to come through what I would call the alien reveal. Now, I'm on the opposite side. There are people who are my nemeses, that's a plural of nemesis, claiming that, and they don't use my name, but they're familiar to people. And believe me, I want to name them and tear into them tonight. I won't do it. But the people are claiming that the aliens, God created, God, do I believe God created everything? Absolutely. Then he created aliens and many races of aliens. There could be millions of races of aliens, and they're saying behind my back that I'm wrong, okay? Because God created Adam and Eve in his image and likeness. And ladies and gentlemen, what's important for people to understand that there must be two gods, or there must be a differentiation between what God does and whoever they, the people that believe that aliens are not demons or fallen angels. Gee, who are they taking pot shots at? Well, I want people to understand something. I'm at the, I don't know if you call them, what, golden years or sunset of my life. And you know, I'm alive by the grace of God, by the intercession of people that, you know, pray for me on your show. And if I were, I don't want to address this, but I have to, because one of the things that's going on, and this is important for people to understand, I want them to really hear what I have to say about the Glyph Project. And it's really important because an orb, if you will, fell in Buga, Columbus, and everybody's asking me what the meaning is. And for the record, we have deciphered it. We have deciphered the bugle ball, and it's going to be available only to our subscribers on the Glyph Project. Why do I say that? Because it takes a lot of money. Our subscriptions are 200, call it 50 bucks a year. And Doug, that's like 20 bucks a month. But the amount of information the Glyph Project is off the charts, pun intended. And so, tonight, I just want people to understand something. The Google and their quantum computers were looking for parallel universes. Parallel universes. But all of a sudden, they had a real problem when entities, personalities, intelligences started responding back out of the dimensions that they're in. And, there's more than 12 dimensions. I can't name them all, but I will tell you this, that the Googleites, that's what I call them, largely are atheists, agnostic, and a lot of them are Luciferians. So they set out with not only Google, but AT&T, anybody, Meta, anybody with big bucks set out to prove, and everybody wants to be ahead of everybody in the quantum computing realm, okay? And it's important that people understand that the things that scare them the most, Michio Kaku's got two goodnight interviews on YouTube, and one of them he's crying because, look, theoretical physicists don't really want to admit that God exists. And yet the Google people came into a context, now listen, I love this, with cosmic conscience. Cosmic conscience, in other words, an intelligence entity, or they'll use the word force, that was controlling literally the outcome and revealing themselves to the Google quantum chip. And I just want people to understand that we have deciphered it. It's going to be available, made available, I think, midweek through the first Glyph Report for May. And it's going to blow people's minds. I'll tell you this. We know the origin. We know the meaning of the glyphs. We know why the very top glyph, if you look at the sphere, and oh, by the way, it isn't alien. It's using reverse technology of the aliens. But if you look at it, it has a seam. And Eric, can you put up the picture of what I'm talking about right there? And I want people to understand this. As you're looking screen right, you can see, and we can blow it up, but that's a chip. And I think it's important that people understand this. I don't know how long the video is, Eric, but can you play like a minute of it? I don't know if it's longer than a minute. But the orb and those glyphs, we've interpreted them, and they're not New Age.
Can you tell me the publication? Which publication is this?
Well, I think this is a, it tells on the bottom of this, but. The orb was given. This is an orb. Okay. If you see the seam right there, all the true alien spheres don't have a seam around it. That was my first clue. I know, and we'll tell people what powers it. We'll tell them why the glyph is there. And again, I don't know if we can blow it up, but I sent Eric a cleaner copy of that. I don't know if you have that. And this is, there you go. Okay, Doug, every single one of those symbols, but when you look at the very middle of it, believe it or not, that's a chip. That is a, thank you, Eric. That's a quantum chip. You can blow up a little more. And each one of those, quote, tentacles has a specific meaning. And each one of those symbols around it has a meaning. And even, if you will, the context of the triangles and the hemispheres, they all have meaning. And the official supposedly interpretation of that couldn't be further from the truth. It's not universal peace and harmony. It's exactly the opposite of it. And so that's what we're going to be sharing in the next private briefing. I don't know how many pages it's going to be, but it's mind-blowing. And here's what I want to share. Thank you, Eric. And we don't have much time to, or enough time, but around the world, there's huge numbers of sightings. There are tic-tac, I'm just reading my notes, shape UFOs, small and large, and they're round UFOs. On Skinwalker Ranch, Travis Taylor and the scientists proved that the glyphs have the ability, the orbs have the ability to go through solid granite. How can that be? They call it the Buga ball. That's really not a very good definition, but it's because it landed in the forest near Buga, Colombia. Now, it's interesting because a sphere with glyphs are only on one half and smooth on the other half. It has a seam which indicates that it is a reverse engineered device. It has sensors on it. And we're going to tell everybody what the glyph means. Now, look, I want, you know, I know a guy said I have 24,000 people asking me on my whatever, his webpage or whatever he's on, and they want to know what it means. Well, I'm sorry, get a subscription. And because of the subscription, the amount of time and energy is astonishing, but the amount of money it takes, I'm not pleading for any donation. I'm just saying you want to know. But some of the other revelations that are coming out in our Glyph Project are rewriting history of famous places. And famous places, I'm talking places that were pre-Adamic, and all of the false narratives. And by the way, any place that has a United Nations heritage site is totally Bravo Sierra, the reasons why. They're covering it up. And once they declare it a World Heritage Site, the UN, they absolutely will stop all further digs. The next one is going to be on Nemret Dog, and that's in Turkey. And it's interesting because the stories that are made up about it, you know, and who built it, could be further from the truth. Now, we're going to talk about the details.
If I can just ask one question on that. Are a lot of these locations that you're referencing, or just reference to be more precise, did their significance originate in the pre-Adamic realm? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah, good question. And yes.
Okay.
And a really good question. One of the neat things is, and when Google shut down the results, you know, to their quantum computing chip, is the way that the identities of the fallen angels, not the aliens, the fallen angels, who absolutely through our Glyph Project are naming themselves. Guess what? They come right out of the Book of Enoch or the Book of Giants. And I want people to recognize one thing. The Disclosure Project and the disclosure information is being weaseled out a little bit of a time. By weaseled out, there are people that absolutely have the clearances, not all the clearances it takes to reveal all this stuff. It is Lucifer and his henchmen that have covered up the true nature of the pre-Adamic, because at the right time, they're going to declare as the Antichrist who gets possessed by Satan himself that they were the ones that created civilization, that they're good and God is bad. Well, talk about a woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. And it's interesting because fallen angels can only be in one place at a time. So to move rapidly, fallen angels need devices to help them move rapidly, i.e. that's why the Stargates, that's why the pyramids are all coming into focus now, and the underground civilizations. I think I've said this for as long as I've been on talk radio, you know, decades, and that it's never what you just see above ground, it's what's below ground. And so
I don't mean to take you off your track, but I've got to, because people are going to, at least I'm thinking about this. So the fallen angels, you just said, again, I just want to be very clear, they don't have the, I mean, are you saying that the fallen angels that we know about that you've identified, referenced, and they have mass, correct? I mean, they are a physical. They've got mass.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead. I suck at this question. Go ahead.
They are spiritual beings who can take on physical shape and form, just like the angels that went into Sodom and Gomorrah to see for themselves before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. The Apostle Paul says that even the emissaries or the messengers of Satan can basically take on, they can seduce people claiming they're angels of light. So in essence, I can't tell you how long fallen angels can stay in human form, but I want to make the difference between fallen angels and demons. For the thousandth time, a fallen angel is a spiritual being that was in heaven, and when Lucifer rebelled, that's his name in heaven. It's, by the way, the name he demands his worshipers worship him on earth. He became Satan, and Jesus said that he's Satan. And, you know, the bottom line in all this is the angels, the fallen angels, have the most powerful power generation on the planet. Guess where it emanates out of? Antarctica, okay? Oh, gee, does that come as a surprise? And the pyramids are coming to light. I can't tell you how many times, and look, you get tired of beating yourself, your head against the wall. And I will share something. Headaches do not transfer or go away when you start knocking your head against that wall or this wall. I'm pointing at walls in my house. The thing is that you've got to understand, and in this situation, that what's happening in our Glyph Project is we're finding out the truth behind the different civilizations. And again, it's one of the things that I've done, and Eric, can you put this up? Daniel Holdings interviewed me for 12 45-minute sessions on what's called Inflection Point. And if I think I sent that to you, Eric, and there you go. And can you keep it on a minute? What this is all the different things that I've been showing from the beginning of my calling in Jesus, and mixed in with it is the application of what's going on now. It's a, you know, three DVD set, 12 45-minute interviews with me, and this is kind of interesting, Doug. It's to present all the information I can pass on to the next generation. In essence, I'm archiving for future generations or even people that the lights go on to be able to understand that the majority of what's in this DVD Inflection Point that Daniel Holdings, this is based on the book he wrote, Midnight Strikes, Judgment Unleashed, is it's kind of like an encyclopedia of the end times. And for instance, now we're seeing like a continent called Zealandia, which is the antipode of the last known area of Atlantis. And there's some brothers that have done, and some researchers that have done some amazing work. And in essence, in Mauritania, and that's a place, Mauritania, they literally found the remnants of what Atlantis was defined as. And guess what? It did rise out of the sea, but it rose out of the sea when the sea covered Mauritania. It's on the west coast of Africa. And, you know, it's the eye of the Sahara, the eye of the desert. And then the antipode, this is cool, the antipode, the opposite side of the world of that, is the lost continent of Zealandia. That's a real place. That will rise, in my opinion, when Mount Taupo, T-A-U-P-O, explodes and the different crustal shift that's taking place, lands will come up from the bottom of the ocean, and specific lands will go back underwater. And when people see the North and South Island of New Zealand, those are the tips of this sunken continent called Zealandia. So all this stuff is in the different glyph reports. And what we try and do is some of the fallen angels, the way we protect our computers. And by the way, I have not gone on an AI program on my computers, nor will I. It's just because of my personal conviction. But our crew worldwide, and we've got 8 people, 6 men and 2 women, they know how, because they're computer people, they know how to basically wipe their disks and also the EEPROM, programmable memory, and they know how to do it. And so any of the entities that would be inhabiting that no longer have, if you will, a contact point with humanity. But in order to make sure those results don't foul or affect our results, we have the ability to check our results due to our independent non-AI programs against what they have. And you'd be surprised. The fallen angels, in some of the glyphs we use, a glyph is a symbol, a sign, a pictogram, a pictograph, even some of the Chinese symbols or some of the Sanskrit from India and some of the cuneiform from Sumeria. What's interesting is Doug, when we query, and you know how it's being done, and when I say we, it's them. These are guys and gals that build supercomputers. These are guys and gals that have access to them. These are really smart computer people. And I tell everybody, the limit of my computer ability is this. This is a mouse, probably the third one, because I get so mad at my computer. And I'm not, I'm not a computer guy, but I know the results. And this is really important because we're seeing references to Stargates. Eric, do you want to put up for me, if you would, again, the statue that's outside of CERN, because that's a Stargate and it's really important. And it should be one of the last ones I gave you, and then also one of the ones that's outside of one of the nuclear labs. And I don't know if you can recall those right now or call them up, but they were sent to you the way we normally transmit messages.
I know he's. I know he's getting those. That's Shiva, right in front of CERN.
Yes. And for people wanting to understand the atom bomb development, again, Robert Oppenheimer quoted, okay, that's it. And then, Eric, if you'll scroll to one of the one that shows the site of this, okay, right there. There you go. Samford Lab Homestake Visitor Center. Now, what people are seeing here is a ring from one of the tunnel boring machines. So when you hear about all the underground tunnels, and if you'll go back to this is a Samford Lab. Okay, that's how big the tunnels are. And you look closely at this, at the very bottom left, I'm looking screen left, Doug, you can see, if you will, some gears, and this is geared. This is one of the things, and these are nuclear tunnel boring machines. I personally met with a former man. He's dead now, passed on. He loved your show. He called me to the place he lived in Colorado, and I have my witness who was with me, and he told me how these work. But ladies and gentlemen, FYI, this is also a symbol to people of Stargates. And look up, I don't have time to tell you, but in Eric, if you can show to the one of Shiva, because that's what Doug is asking me about, the destroyer of worlds that Oppenheimer quotes is absolutely based on how do I say this? The Hindu Vedic texts, which are like their history. And he said he has become the destroyer of worlds. And people, and I know people that worked for him and with him and alongside of him, the Manhattan Project. Good night. I took a hole in college. I was fascinated by atom bombs, and I never built any, FYI, you know. And the thing is that, although, I'll just leave it at that, I got in a lot of trouble when I tried to prove the existence of backpack nukes.
Which I seem to remember a little kerfluffle with you and, oh, I don't know, some people in the government about that, but yep. We won't talk about that.
No, it's okay. In those days, I got so tired. I'll just tell the little anecdotal story. I'm tired of certain mouthpieces that would come out against me from the FBI and say, there's no such thing as red mercury. There's no such thing as backpack nukes. I knew guys that are in blue light that can't be backpack nukes. Red mercury is formed in a reactor. You know, I mean, there were some guys selling it on eBay that took mercury and tried to dye mercury with a red color and claim it was red mercury. Couldn't be further from the truth. Although mercury is used in the propellant of electrogravitic propulsion, and we'll be sharing that with the Glyph Project too. And for the record, the technology in the orb that Eric showed with the top, you know, of the chip, that should be telling people everything that we know who engineered it, why, and expect a lot more of those, ladies and gentlemen. And
it's like a signature, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
And you got it, Doug. It's like, to the adept. That means that people who are clued in to the glyphs, and not all humans, even the Luciferian humans that are their puppets, can read some of this information. Now, I believe God's fulfilling his word. He's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people. Gee, do you have to look very far for that? He's going to reveal the people's sins before a holy God. We're talking about it tonight on all of the treason and the treachery and the desire to murder people, especially the President of the United States. And I think it's important that people understand that there's nobody who's ever undertaken this. And again, I'm saying this, I'm not a computer guy. I wouldn't even have thought this. But over the years of studying comparative mythology, Sumerians and pre-Adamic stuff, that's what's astonishing, because some of these glyphs, signs, symbols existed long before Adam and Eve were created, 6,000 years ago. But there was a civilization, not a human beings. It was fallen angels. And again, there's the Sumerian Table of Kings that taught, Sumerian Table of Kings that talks about some of the rulers ruling for 64,000 years. And then it went down from there. But when God destroyed, and here's something I want everyone to pay attention to, the Golden Age, it has nothing to do with the world or civilization after the creation of Adam and Eve. It was pre-Adamic. And it's why you get places like Atlantis, Lemuria, Hyperborea, Ultima Thule, and all of these legendary places, why they existed, and God destroyed them. They all sank beneath the sea. And in Jeremiah chapter 4, I forget which verse, but there's two floods. There was a flood that wiped out the pre-Adamic world. And people will argue, well, I don't believe the Hebrew says the earth was replenished. Okay, then tell me why chaos, ruled, and the two Hebrew words, tohu and bohu. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just telling you, we're seeing the entities that are fallen angels, and an angel just means a messenger. The Bible's clear that the dragon took a third of the stars with him. Stars in the Old Testament are always signs of the angelic host. God's the only one who is infinite to name them all. Name them all. Go out. Go out tonight. We can't do it in Bozeman, Montana, because we got a rainstorm. But go out on the clearest night and take binoculars or go look at the Hubble telescope. It goes on into infinity, and only an infinite, wonderful, creating, loving God could create such a marvel. And he calls them all by name. I don't think God suffers from amnesia. And so what I want people to understand, if you guys who are listening and gals who are listening, if you want some of the most mind-boggling, non-internet-driven dribble that is straight off of the most extensive undertaking by, you know, less than a dozen people worldwide, raised up by Jesus himself to give you warning of what's coming. Now, do I expect everybody to believe it? No. I believe that the majority of those people that take me on are literally buying the Catholic lie by Guy Comsalagno that Tom Horn gave out, and we gave it out, Doug, as you know, when we were talking about all the aliens. And the official Catholic position is this, same as these guys, the ones who are critical of everything. The Catholic Church said, God creates all things, and therefore God created the aliens. No, he didn't. And because they're created by God, they're subject to God's redemption. And because they're subject to God's redemption, we'll baptize them into the church. But ladies and gentlemen, the Vatican archives on the UFOs are real. And so, and I know that you were raised Catholic. And look, I'm not bashing Catholics. I'm bashing the control mechanism of Mount Graham and the Lucifer telescope and what Tom Horn, Chris Putnam went to the most amazing extremes to prove what's going on and to show people what's going on. And then all of the combined efforts of Tom and I. By the way, Doug, I think Tom and I did over 50 shows together with me and the program I was on, with you and our program together, with podcasts, with the time I would go to Skywatch TV, you know, where they're at in Missouri. I would go and we would talk for hours and hours. And they were such lovely hosts, Tom and Anita Horn. They welcomed me into their family. And you can imagine that we had some wild talks. There's no brighter man, in my opinion, nor finer man, nor more intelligent man than Tom Horn. He didn't need notes. He had it in his head. You could ask him any question. He could answer. So those interviews are absolutely historic. They're important. They're empiric. And again, you know, when those of us who go to be with Jesus, the only thing we can do is leave as a testimony. So when things come to pass, people have that last moment to repent and say, those guys were talking about this years ago. And by the way, with you and I and Tom, we're talking 20 plus years ago. And now that he's gone to the glory, all we can do is remind people of this remarkable revelation that God gave to him. And you know, I didn't know this until probably 2 months before Tom passed away, that he died, and his testimony is wild. And he was taken to heaven, and God showed him the future. This is going to sound familiar. And God told Tom, I never knew this, you guys. After 24 years, I never knew this. And God told Tom, I'm going to show you the future, but listen to this. I'm only going to reveal it as it shortly to come to pass. Those are the exact words that Jesus told me. And when he showed me the future, he said, I'm going to keep it from you, some of the things. And I tell people the exact words. I didn't know that. I wish you would have. But the way I explain our concurrent ministries, Doug, is he was on one track, I was on the other track. We never talked to each other about what we were going to talk about because it was spontaneous. Yet we both came to the same conclusion at the same time, at the time we were being interviewed. That's pretty amazing. Nobody but God could do that. Nobody could do that.
You know, I'm some of the most mind-blowing information that I received about this and other related subjects, it came from both you and Tom Horn. And, you know, I'm looking for episode that we did right around the time, right before the Pope resigned, the Pope at the time. And I don't remember the name or the year. However, Tom Horn said, look, this will happen. And of course, I think that spawned the book Petrus Romanus
Petrus Romanus or, Exo Vaticana.
One or the other. But I do recall, it's interesting you mentioned the train metaphor or the parallel track metaphor, because, you know, you look at a train going down the or just going across country, there's a set of tracks, but there are two primary rails that keep that train going. And that's a perfect example of you and Tom Horn to be absolutely frank with everyone. It was just it was an amazing thing to see, the interaction between you and Tom and the intellectual, the massive intellectual exchange. If I can find, and I've got numerous hard drives and I'm trying to find the actual show that you were on, but that was one of the first to go. When all of our content was purged on YouTube, I just have to say that. So, you know, is that a thing? Is that a problem? I don't know. But fantastic stuff. Go ahead, sir. I mentioned that
too. When people say, "So what good is all this?" Well, I'll tell you why it's good and important. Number one, God gave it. Well, I don't believe it. That's the problem. The typical response of people when they hear something that's new to them or that's uncomfortable to them, especially the pre-Adamic thing, is, "I don't believe it." And I tell them this. I get it all the time. That's your problem. You don't believe, you don't know, you haven't studied, and you're just taking some non-known entity on the internet normally that doesn't know what he's talking about. And it's funny because I hear my exact words, phraseology, coming back in some of the new people. The last thing they'll do is even, and look, it's this. They won't give attribution because they're afraid, in my opinion, they'll be exposed as frauds, plagiarists, and basically they're taking research that, you know, Tom and I, and how many people on this planet can say Tom died and was taken to heaven. He was dead for 8 minutes. Jesus showed him all this cool stuff in the future. And Jesus said the exact same words to Tom Horn when he was dead in heaven that he said to me on earth as he gave me the revelation in time. See, God doesn't do things just to, you know, he always wants a second, a third, a fourth witness. So I wanted to share this because this is important. One of the things we're helping people to understand, the fallen angels, when I read this, use their language to seduce, corrupt, control, and destroy humanity. And that's why we're warning people. And that's what's scared the energy out of the Google team. That's why, basically, you mark my words on this, everyone, the findings that are going to come out are going to be sequestered, manipulated, or, twisted to try and come against us. Because Jesus said, I want people to understand the words of my Lord, your Lord, those who are Christians, believers who call Jesus Lord and Savior, that he told us there's nothing that's going to be hidden that isn't going to be made known. And again, I want everyone to understand this. We started the Glyph Project. We were ahead of our time by 3 years, you know, $500 billion. And what God is able to do with willing vessels is to make people understand that it's him. There's nobody in this project that would even suggest it's them. Everybody's marveling that, can you believe we're doing this? And my answer to everybody is, what's wonderful? Can you believe we're all called to do this? So I think that's critical. And again, the subscription was started so people could get frequent updates twice a month on actions, activities affecting them more frequently than an annual conference. Look, I can't do conferences anymore. There's so much information. And Doug, again, God bless you. And ladies and gentlemen, if it were not for this platform, I could not have reached the people worldwide. And God has used the Hagman platform. And I'm asking those of you who are capable, who have the financial wherewithal to stand with Doug. Because he will recall, if I precede Doug to glory, he'll recall the things that I told you, and he'll recall the things that Tom Horn told you. And no platform in the world, this isn't, again, no platform in the world has afforded the amount of revelation that people have received through not only the Glyph Project, but unearthing the alien artifacts, all the different alien species. And if you want to know where the word butt ugly comes in, when you're looking at 1,000 of these procreated, hideous creatures, I guarantee you God did not create those. The genetic experiments that are going on now are designed with a mutagenic nature of messenger RNA. And by the way, I wrote a book about that. I talked about that. And I was on record as saying they already have gene-specific bioweapons, Project Coast, Voter, basically, and forget his last name, Voter. Anyway, you can look up Project Coast. I'm just having a mental thing. I'm trying to get too much money out because too much, not only money, but too much information out. Yeah, I'm throwing dollars at your audience, Doug. I'm trying to bring money in to support this. So that's my way of going into great detail, my brother, that I thank God for you. I thank God for the platform he's given. I thank God that people all over the world have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, who have questions that no Christian pastors, there are very few, I won't say none, but I'll say very few, want to talk about fallen angels having sex with earth women. They don't want to talk about a pre-Adamic world. They don't want to explain, you know, why Noah and his family were spared, because they were a perfect generation. They weren't genetically corrupted, and everything on earth was. And also, why God literally chose the animals he did, because prior to putting them on the ark, God was the only one who could pick out the animals that were not genetically corrupted.
It was the corruption of the DNA. And what are we seeing today, though? Doesn't that, what we're seeing today, are we not in that same, or getting very close to that same situation with the corrupted DNA from these demonic entities that are infusing things like the slab jabs into humans? Is that not, are we not there again?
Yeah, we're there again. And what's interesting, I remember, and I got a good memory. I just can't get my mouth to sync up with my brain all the time because there's so much I want to offload to people. But what's critical that people understand is that God's very specific about everything he created being after its own kind. Hybrids are not in God's timetable or his creative excellence. And so when we see the genetic tampering, and I remember going on record, Doug, 25, 30 years ago, when I started, KHNC, Johnstown, Colorado, I said, I believe that when Jesus said, just as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And now some of the biggest stories in the world are about Noah's Ark being scanned with LIDAR, different radar, different jet ground penetrating radar, just as in the days of Noah. And this generation makes the perverted generation of Noah, and God had to destroy it. There is no greater progenitor, initiator of evil than the United States of America, because we had the light, we had the glory of the living God. People knew that America had a foundation, and now we're in the point of the foundation is destroyed. What can the righteous do? When the wicked rule, the righteous mourn. And righteousness is imparted by Jesus. You don't earn it, you don't have it, and we're made the righteousness of God. God accepts us as righteous through Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, the stuff we're doing, and Eric, if you put up the Glyph Project, this is my passion, you know, how people can go, they can go on my front page and just go to the Glyph Project. That's what it looks like. It is, in essence, my, it's the culmination of my life, because all of this I've written books about, not the Glyph Project, but the fallen angels, the sexual corruption of the human race, the giants, all of the future stuff, whether it's terminated, the end of man is here, or genetic Armageddon, today's technology, tomorrow's monsters. And I want everyone to understand that the sum total of everything I've written about in one form or another is in this project. And I give God the glory. I'm grateful for the platform, Doug. And I want everyone to be considering this. What's it worth you? Because the words that are coming into play are stargates and portals. I guarantee you, I can take you back almost to the month of when those words were introduced in the public understanding. It started with the movie, by the way, Stargate, you know, that was put out with Kurt Russell. And I mean, there's some neat actors in that. And it was, notice this, that the craft was a pyramid. And the deciphering, and this is what's cool, the deciphering or the symbols around that Stargate, it was James Spader who basically was the hero. Boy, was he young in those days. I guess we all were. And it was the right combination of glyphs that activated the Stargate. I know one, possibly two, four-star generals, or at least I knew them probably almost 15, 20 years ago, that literally had to use the gates to escape attempts and attacks on their life. And I want everyone to understand something. I've been accused of trying to open up the gates. Do you know what you're going to do when you bring, they'll open those gates? I said, listen, snotball, that's as nice as I can be, and that's probably not accurate, because I sometimes, do you understand I am trying to keep them closed? Well, you're fighting a losing battle. I said, yeah, but at least I'm fighting the battle, you know? And so, Doug, here's the thing. I want people tonight, the takeaway, to understand that by subscribing to the Glyph Report, and it's only by subscription that we put in the different interpretations, not only deciphering of the glyph language and the interpretation. One man doesn't interpret it. The team does. It's not as easy as going, well, you know, you just go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, quit messing around with me. You know, the point is that it's so mind-boggling cool. It's so much bigger than any man. It's equivalent to the majesty of God. It's absolute mind-blowing. There's nothing like it on earth. There's nothing like it's ever been. And it's all a function of God absolutely wanting his creation to have access to this. And there's nothing more I can say is prepare to have your mind blown, because I don't know if we'll go out Wednesday or Thursday. When you see the translation and the technology behind the sphere, I can promise you, you're going to go, your mouth, you know, you're going to mouth be open, because it's mind-bogglingly clear and cool. You know, sounds almost like Clear and Cool. Sounds like a new energy drink. But the thing is, not vodka or tequila, Clear and Cool. The thing is that we're talking about the very fabric of the ultimate cosmic conflict between Satan and his fallen angels and a surrendered humanity to him and the remnant, that which remains. That which remains is very small. And when I say very small, I've listened. I'm going to lose my voice. I'm sorry. By the way, before I did your show, I did 2 hours for the private briefing subscribers. And thank you all for praying for me, because this is 4 hours straight for me. And listen, only, and I'm sorry, I'm going to lose my voice. But please, everyone, take what I'm telling you tonight to prayer. Those of you who want to see us keeping going, God will keep us going. But the way we fund it is through subscriptions. And again, pray with us that we'll get somebody who can see the value of this. And I guarantee you, it'll cost a whole lot less than $500 billion. Doug, God bless you. Eric, God bless you from my heart. Thank you, my brothers. And I got to sign off, man. My voice is gone.
Understood. Steve, that project is your legacy, and I thank you for it. Thank you for your time tonight. It's a blessing, and please take care of yourself. God bless you, my friend. Folks, that was Steve Quayle. You've got to, man, I'll tell you what, the admiration I have for him and for what he's doing is really, I mean, it's a lot. Just because I know just a teeny weeny bit about the composition of what goes into the processing of the information from this random, so to speak, ball of whatever with markings to a final work product that offers information. It's just fabulous. I'm going to thank everyone and remind people again. And I thank you for your patience. We'll get through things that we're dealing with. I'm dealing with. We'll get through it. But tomorrow and Monday are going to be dark, and I so apologize for it. However, on Sunday night, I will be up, ready, and for the meeting of our supporters. Also, during the program, a couple of things did come in. Tulsi Gabbard, DNI, has called for the arrest. Now think about this, the arrest of James Comey. Think about that. Now is that going to happen? I'm going to just make a prediction. Okay. Prediction. Here's where I see this going. People such as Jasmine Crockett, people such as, the governor of New Jersey, the people who are actively working against the domestic apparatus, okay, the current domestic apparatus, I do have a feeling that we will see something happen with respect to it might not be what we think. In other words, do I expect to see Comey in cuffs being perp walked? No. However, I do believe there will be some movement, forward movement. During the show, I got a couple of private messages that suggest, or that simply state, watch this weekend, okay, because things will be taking place. There's a front page of Liberty Daily. So I look, the information I'm getting is consistent with the public information from people who are close to those people. Well, I should say no more because of those people than I do. So it'd be a go-between. So yeah, bottom line here, I'm optimistic only to the extent that there will be some lowering of the temperature based on perhaps what will happen in as few as 24 hours, perhaps 72 hours, over the next 24 to 72 hours. There will be some, I believe, some forward movement based on the information I'm getting. Beyond that, I don't know what to say, except the system is still broken. One last thing before we run out of time. You know, as Steve was talking, I received, I can put up a link. Planned Parenthood released a report recently, and this a couple of days ago. And did you know this, that they are performing more infanticides than ever, and they're getting more money than ever? The last 12 months, they've gotten nearly $1 billion. Infanticide abortions, all-time